Welcome to the Revenue Builders Podcast with John McMahon and John Kaplan. This podcast is brought to you by Force Management. Force's solutions help companies, small teams, and individuals accelerate sales performance. Be sure to check out their online platform, Ascender. Today, we bring you a short segment on emotionally connecting to buyers with Richard Rivera. Richard is a veteran sales leader and the author of The Champion Sell. Here, he talks about the science behind why emotionally connecting with your buyer matters.
If we sell to people, then the one thing that that we all need to learn that I teach in the book is that all humans have a decision path that they go through, you know, in that journey to really understand why do people take meetings with us? It all starts with prospecting. Why would they even stop, look, and listen to our message before they even take a meeting with us, right? And then why would they take the meeting? Why would they have a positive discovery call? Why would they have a really solid response in a presentation meeting, et cetera? So what I learned is it really comes down to the decision path that we have. And so, you know, thinking about how the brain it has evolved over the years makes it really simple to understand what I call the buyer decision path. And for those of you like McMahon who are more the math people out there, just think of these two numbers. 2 plus 98 gets you to 100% understanding of the buyer decision path. So 2 and 98 gets you to 100. So, you know, 2 million years ago, the survival brain.
Wait, I can be
brain,
in that club.
Yeah, geez, are you saying that I'm not in that club? 2 plus 98? Hold on, I got to take my shoes off.
No, he said you were in the club, but he didn't mention me. I'm in the 2 plus 98.
I don't know if you're, are you in that club too?
2 plus 98, I am.
But hey, there's a coach at Bowling Green one day that kept saying, Kaplan, you're a 9 technique. Get your butt out there and don't let the ball carrier get out there. Got it, coach.
Yep. He would argue I'm not in that group for sure.
No, Cap. But so let's just think about 2 million years ago, the survival brain was formed. I mean, it's incredibly powerful. And what it's there to do is to protect us. And so when I, as a seller, prospect you, this is emotional connection. When I, as a seller, prospect you with a message about my innovation and how I can disrupt and how I can change your business and how my machine learning is going to automate everything that you do manually, right? The natural human response is to push back and protect itself. That's just our natural survival instincts because the brain is 2 million years old. It actually formed first. And so that kind of is that first line of defense that we humans put up when anyone or anything presents a threat or even a new opportunity to us, it comes across as a threat and they have to protect themselves against it. So that's the first thing that most sellers don't realize. Then the evolution of the brain as opportunity in the modern world, you went from the Stone Age to the modern age, new opportunities came about. And so this thrive brain developed and this also emotional but opportunistic part of the brain. And that's really where we all want to be. We all want to get the positive outcomes. We all want to think about how my business or how my job could be better than it is today. But the bottom line is, unless you disarm my survival brain first, you're never going to get to my thrive brain. So the buyer decision path that we've learned through psychology is I give a mantra called survive, thrive, think. And folks should write that down. It's that simple. And I walk into that call or I'm about to send that email or I'm getting on the video conference and I should be thinking survive, thrive, think. I've got to first disarm those survival instincts. And the way I do that is I attach myself to the problems that they care about. In other words, what are they surviving in the job today? How many of us have been in an opportunity or been in a sales meeting where we're presenting all of this really cool stuff, maybe even later stage, an ROI and all this return you're going to get. And all of a sudden the buyer just pushes back and says, you have no idea what I'm trying to deal with right now. I've got problems to solve. And if you've ever been told that, that's really just the survival brain. And so survive, thrive, think is a sequence. I first have to disarm the survival brain by attaching to the problems that they care about. And literally, I do that in my messaging. Here's the problems that I solve for. Help me understand how you might relate to any of these. And it frames up the discussion in a very disarming way. But the bottom line with emotional connection as a habit is just realizing I'm never going to get anywhere with this buyer until I disarm their survival instincts. But I want the majority of my my interactions to be about their thrive state, which is about the positive outcomes that we can deliver. The third part of the decision path, think, survive, thrive, think, is the intellectual brain. That's only been around 200,000 years. So in the book, I talk about the survival claw, and it's because this 2-million-year-old brain is constantly going to have the survival claw that's going to come up and slow down the intellectual thinking brain. That's actually how the brain has evolved over time, back to front. The back of the brain is the emotional brain. The center of the brain is that thrive brain. And the front of the brain behind our forehead is this intellectual thinking brain. So it's the foundational understanding that before this buyer is going to spend energy and invest in really understanding the intellectual parts of my value proposition, I've got to disarm their survival brain by attaching to the problems they care about, inspire their thrive brain by making sure they understand the outcomes, and then we can get to the intellectuals. Here's the problem in sales. Too many of us sell backwards. We're trained to sell front to back. Let me immediately go to your thinking brain, tell you all about my differentiators, my ROI, and I haven't gotten you emotionally connected yet. And so really, it's not about what we say and what we do robotically in sales. It's just about the fundamental understanding of how buyers, human beings, react to us and make decisions. And maybe some of us need to flip how we're selling, emotional and then intellectual connection.
Thanks for listening. We spent a lot of time with Richard talking about connecting with your buyers, particularly your champions, and nurturing this important persona. Both of his episodes are linked in the show notes. They're worth your time. Make it a great week.